Gregory Callen joins me now. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Luke. Good to be with you.
Yeah. We're here to talk about Rally the Valley. But before we do that, I know that your business, Defiance Rafting, is based in No Name, perilously close to the fire. I bet you have some cool stories.
Yeah. Never a dull moment in 2020 thus far. So, yeah, you know, I guess that's the most important thing, Luke, is that that everyone's all right. We certainly are a little closer to the action than we would have liked that day that it broke out there on the 10th. Had some folks on the water, and of course, being right there in No Name, pretty close to the action. But we were able to, you know, kind of scramble and get folks off the water and evacuate out of No Name, and just kind of communicate with those that we needed to. Get some awareness about what's happening out there, and just kind of proceed and do our best to, you know, to get what we could out of there and be ready to go for whatever would come next.
Did you have an opportunity to help the firefighters somehow with your expertise and your equipment?
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of it just is a matter of us being there. You know, I'd like to think that if we weren't, then someone else would have been. So. But, yeah, it was just kind of one of those happenstance things of being right in No Name, which is the initial staging point for the response to the fire, connected with the battalion chief here in Glenwood, who was on that first initial attack team. We took a couple boats up there and ferried some local crews across the river to address some spot fires that popped up there that first day. Had some great success that first day, and stood available as well on Tuesday, staged out of Grizzly Creek in Shoshone. But of course, we all know too well what happened on Tuesday with those winds coming up, and the fire kind of did its own thing. So it was great to be in a supportive position and to help out that little bit that we could, and just, you know, tremendous appreciation for what those guys and gals do out there. You know, protecting life and property and certainly our livelihood over there at Defiance.
You know, listening to the Facebook updates on the fire, I'm just impressed about how well they know their subject and how well they approach what they do. They're obviously pros.
Yeah, that is no doubt in that. I mean, just from the very get-go, you know, just in awe of the logistical response and how they coordinated multiple entities, multiple jurisdictions into a cohesive unit. And I think, it was incredible to see firsthand and to be invited to kind of participate in our kind of layman's way was really a neat thing to be a part of and to bear witness to. And just professional throughout. And it's the very best were out there doing what they could.
Gregory Callen, we are talking because you and your company, Defiance Rafting, are major partners with the Callaway Young Cancer Center to present Rally the Valley. It's the 9th annual, but this year looks a little different based on what I'm seeing. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about what's happening this year for the Rally the Valley.
Yeah, happy to, Luke. Really thrilled to be talking about this and part of this programming. So this year, it's going to be a virtual event, specifically looking at, next Saturday, September 12th, there'll be a virtual event that, folks can register and link to, kind of throughout the day. There'll be activities, live music, yoga in the morning, some live music and, some speeches and just opportunities to engage, and kind of, you know, rally, on behalf of someone in particular or a group of people or just for the cause itself to get out there and support really the great work, the integrative therapies that are happening over there at the Callaway Young Cancer Center at Valley View. You know, getting massage and gas cards, things really supportive, kind of those externalities that you really can't assign a value to that Callaway Young provides. Cancer patients and those in a supportive capacity that is really just a boon for our community in this valley here. 100% of the proceeds of that virtual event will go to fund those efforts. But we're also doing, as we've been doing all season long, is rallying all summer. So rather than just kind of limit it to one specific day, we're going out there and, you know, if you're rafting or kayaking or hiking or biking, you can just kind of assign that, hey, I'm gonna, at this point in time, when I'm participating in this activity, I'm gonna rally for this person. And that's kind of what's been all season, culminating finally on what's happening there on the 12th with that virtual event.
So instead of depending on a rafting trip that everybody's invited to or a walk, you're sort of encouraging people to think up their own ways to rally and then donate that money to the cause. Is that kind of what's happening?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can, you know, I think it's kind of a nice opportunity to you know, kind of do some individual recognition for what motivates you to participate in rally. But also be part of a greater community. So I think it's unique in that context. It's something that, you know, in my own personal way, with people that have been affected by cancer, specifically my mother, you know, I can look at, okay, these are things that I think of, you know, unique to my mother and I sharing experiences. Like, hey, I'm going to go enjoy a patty melt, for example, and I'm going to go and make a point to go, you know, to my local diner and have a patty melt and do so in honor of my mother. You know, I'm rallying while I'm enjoying a patty melt, you know, or I'm going to go hike to this, I'm going to go to Mushroom Rock and check that out because that's something that we did together. So those are examples of things that you can do that are individual, but that have that individual connection with someone that you are rallying for. But at the same time, you have the opportunity to get together virtually on the 12th and just kind of come together as a community and kind of raise that voice a little bit.
I notice one of the things that is happening on that is cancer stories, people telling real stories of their real experience with cancer. I'll bet that will be pretty heartwarming and eye-opening.
Absolutely. It always is. You know, it's just such a, it's a kick in the pants, you know. It's a big motivator. I've found, and I think, you know, you really can't analogize with someone I think that has been diagnosed with cancer or is in that kind of direct supportive capacity. But I think, you know, some takeaways of this year in 2020 with the amount of uncertainty that's been in front of us on so many different levels. I think that is a direct relatable element that we can have with those diagnosed with cancer is that unknown. And that's something that they wrestle with and they have to confront that they really cannot articulate. And those that are perhaps on the outside just can't really fully understand. And, you know, maybe something that will be taken away from the uncertainty of this year, of all the events this year, is a little bit of a deeper connection with those that that have been diagnosed, and as they tell their stories, as they speak of their challenges, that we're drawing a little closer to them.
That's powerful stuff.
Yeah, I mean it's authentic stuff. It's the real deal. It's cancer is non-discriminating. People don't ask for it. You know, it crosses all divides, and it never seems to hit at an opportune moment. So it's a very real thing. But those that are going through it, dealing with it, whether they are diagnosed or in a supportive capacity, they're incredibly strong. And we see so many demonstrables of them just putting their heads down and elbows out and powering through it and carrying on with life.
Well, I noticed that the live music aspect, Gregory, of this is pretty impressive. You've got the lead singer of the Gin Blossoms, Robin Wilson, and then you have members of Leftover Salmon, and then you have Let Them Roar from here in the Valley. That's a pretty nice lineup for a virtual event.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a good thing to kind of interrupt the day's progress, you know, to just kind of tap into some local and some known talent of some music, which is wholly appropriate for rally and celebration, and also certainly for Katie and Kay listeners.
So how can people sign up, or how can they get more information? Is there a website they can go to?
Yeah, rallythevalley.org, you can register there, and you can certainly become familiar with where some of those links to attend the virtual event will be embedded. There's a Facebook page that will be live streaming, as well as, again, some of those references about where else you may find links to tune in at your convenience, at your leisure there on the 12th, and check in, if not for the whole event, but at least at those times that you're able to check into that event and participation virtually.
Well, I'm really happy that you're all making an effort to make it work in very extenuating circumstances these days. Rally the Valley, I know, it, as I said earlier, it's the 9th annual. That's pretty impressive in and of itself right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm just happy that people will have an opportunity to support the Callaway Young Cancer Center at Valley View Hospital. Gregory Cowan, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Luke.